Named the squad very early. Was that always your plan? Obviously, the second tournament you've had, was that something you decided to change?
Absolutely, yeah. We learned a lot of lessons from 2015, and one of them was around the security versus the competition, the group. And I think we've got a huge internal competition for places, but we wanted to provide the players that security, knowing they're trusted. And I think, you know, look, we're pleased we've got this group together, all fit, but at the end of the day, whether we name the squad in April, in Christmas time, in May or July, it'll be decided between the place of the first whistle and the last whistle. So we're realistic. We've got 23 players to work with. We'll do our best to try and win.
And probably nice, some of the players, some of them are injured, some of them ended up losing their club as well in between. So it's nice to give the players that security.
Absolutely. And I think it just shows the character of the group as well. They've all come through in good nick. We've got a good balance between toughness, because they've played a lot of tough games, but also an element of freshness as well, which is important going to May Championship.
Obviously, Canada went well in terms of where you finished in the tournament. Do you think you know a lot more about how to manage a camp, which obviously something completely different to what you'd ever done before you went to Canada?
Yeah, I feel every day we're getting better as a group of staff, group of players. The more time we spend together, the more we learn. And one thing this group does pride itself on, its learning mindset, their ability to experience something and be better as a result of that. And we'll continue to do that, because we're going to need to do that. And we're going to work really hard at it as well. So I think with that combined experience of the majority of staff, plus 19 players who went to that World Cup, going again this event, I think when it really matters, that experience will prove really crucial.
And when you think about Canada, I mean, there's always going to be highs and lows in the tournament. But it's kind of ridiculous in Canada, the highs and lows you had every few days. It seemed to switch around. Is that something that you're happy you've had all those different experiences, and the players know that however low you are, things can turn around quickly, and even if you're on a high, you know that things can happen.
Yeah, I think it's part of the course in major tournaments, is that, you know, even with games within games, we talk a lot with the players about the games within games, the fact that you can have spells when you're on top and spells where your opponent are on top. But the objective in these events is to stay there and keep going and not go home. So our ability to find a way to win football matches and adapt within the game is really important to us. It's something we spent a lot of time working on.
And also, I think the other thing the tournament proved is, even if you're not starting a game, you can still be the star. I mean, we think about how Frank Kirby coming on in that second game, or what happened against Norway as well. It's something that all the players are supposed to know. You may not be in that starting 11, but you've got a massive role to play.
Yeah, we are. We're a team of 24. I don't think we're going to rely on 11 players. Everyone's going to play their part, whether it be on the pitch, off the pitch, from the start, from the bench, or purely as a supporter. But the players are bought into that. They've got the right characters to bring that to the table. And they'll all play a huge part in whether or not we get over the line. If we are going to get over the line, all 24 players, all 20 staff can have to play a big part every single day, every single second, to make sure we're on task and we do what we need to win.
I mean, thinking about sort of the individuals in there, the Ellen Whites or Lucy Bronze, there's a lot of players there that can play lots of different positions. That's a very important thing for you when you've got that limited number that might have to play six games in a few weeks.
Well, the nice thing I think with our squad is that you can change like for like in terms of position, but you're getting a very different outcome. So, for example, I can play Karen Carney at number 10, or I can play Ellen White at number 10, and I'll get something very, very different to cause the opposition a different problem. And that's the great thing about this group. You know, I pick Jill Scott in centre field, I get X, I pick Farrah Williams, I get Y. So that brings us a lot of different weapons to our armoury, and also means that opponents have to think differently about this English team.
And one thing you mentioned about some of those players, 19 players went last time, but a lot of players have been to four, five, six major tournaments now. Is that a great thing for you also to be able to call on?
Absolutely, of course. Yeah, we've got this huge and great balance between experience and youth in this group, and I'm sure the senior players will play a major part in terms of offering that experience to the girls who haven't been to as many tournaments, and making sure we're doing what it takes to win.
And that first game, the Scotland game, and people are already looking forward to that primetime television as well. I mean, that's, in terms of promoting the team and maybe motivating them, that's, they can be a bit better game to start with.
No, I think it's great for all the media guys and our commercial team. It's great, but for us, it's a game we're going to have to find a way to win. It's a big game for us. It's an England versus Scotland test. It's going to be emotional, it's going to be aggressive, there'll be a lot of passion on show, and we've got to make sure in those three qualities we come up on top, and we'll be focused on doing that. But by the time that tournament, that game comes, this team will be in a good spot to do it.
And it's not quite as far away as Canada this time. Are you expecting then, you know, even big coverage, maybe the players being even more aware of the support they're getting? it's so
close. I really hope so. I hope the players' families and friends will they'll play a big part in this. We're invited into SGP, we'll spend some days there together, and I'm sure a lot of them will come out to Holland, and I really hope that as many supporters as possible can get themselves on a plane and get behind the team, because it absolutely makes a big difference to us.
You spoke before about the fact we've just had the spring series. When you're talking about the fact that playing that series are not just the top England players, but kind of top players from Switzerland, from the United States and so on, is that a huge boost for you that players are getting to play with the other world-class players week in, week out? If only, that, I mean, you play these teams anyway internationally, but they know there's nothing to fear from a Carly Lloyd or a Roman Backman because they know they play them and match them and train with them every week.
That's right. I think it's important to our competition and to our players that we're providing the highest level, and I think that capacity to train every day and play against them on a weekend hopefully will allow our players the confidence they need to perform the highest level. I've never doubted the ability of this group, but what I do feel the players do at times, I feel they've got to have more self-belief in what they can deliver, and I think seeing their performance against the likes of the players we've got, let's not forget Frank Kirby's ended top scorer, you know, with those type of qualities, those type of facts give our players a great sense of belief going into a major tournament.
I mean, as you mentioned Frank Kirby, the fact that you showed, you know, you had to gave her a vote of confidence picking her when she hadn't played for so long, and then she comes back and finishes top scorer after about five appearances. I mean, do you feel vindicated? Do you feel pleased for her that she's going to be so sharp going into this tournament?
Yeah, it's not about my decision or what people feel about my decision. It's about me making the right decisions to the team, and you know, I have absolute confidence that Fran is the player we need to take this tournament. And we were aware of her condition physically, so no surprise to me. She's had a good few games and played well, but we still expect a lot more from her. So she'll be working hard to make sure she goes in that tournament confident, fit and strong.